RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian president urged to form independent team to probe Tolikara incident. Police investigates 29 people in connection with Tolikara incident. Traffic congestion in Jakarta Puncak Road. Now the news in detail. Papua's People's Consultative Assembly MPR member Mervin Komber has urged President Joko Widodo to form an independent team to solve a sectarian incident occurring in the morning of Eid al-Fitri in Karubaga, Tolikara District, Papua. He regretted the attack in Tolikara as it has harmed communal harmony in Papua. The incident should be handled not only at the local level, but also nationally in order to prevent hate, intolerance, and violence from spreading to other regions. He also affirmed that the perpetrators who set fire to the mosque must be reprimanded in accordance with the existing laws. The incident also barred the country's weak intelligence service as it had failed to anticipate the attack despite the existence of prevailing potential areas of conflict. The Tolikara Resort Police Station has investigated 29 people related to the incident that occurred in Karubaga, Tolikara Regency, Papua. Chief Directorate General of Criminal Investigation of Papua Police Command, Senior Commissioner Dwi Rianto stated. Speaking to journalists on Tuesday, Rianto revealed that the 29 people who were investigated were only witnesses and no one has been named as a suspect. The witnesses who had been questioned were the victims of a stone pelting incident while performing Eid prayers at Karubaga Sub-District Military Command Field. Rianto pointed out that the police are still investigating and collecting evidence and statements from the witnesses for both the victim and those who saw the incident. The Directorate General of Criminal Investigation of Papua Police Command has also deployed 12 investigators to assist Tolikara Resort Police Station to solve the case related to the attacks on Muslims performing prayers during Eid and the burning down of kiosks that also resulted in a mosque or Islamic house of prayer located around the stalls catching fire. The incident in Karubaga, the capital of Tolikara District, Papua Province, on Friday was not triggered by different tribes, races, religions, and groups, or SARA, according to Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo. Therefore, the minister urged members of the Interfaith Society in Tolikara to work in tandem to rebuild the musola that was burned down during the clashes last Friday. Minister Kumolo left for Papua on Monday to hold a dialogue with local communication forums, local leaders, and religious leaders in Tolikara following the incident. He also provided assistance to reconstruct the affected musola. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal, and Security Affairs, Tejo Edi Pudiatno, said that security personnel were deployed in Tolikara to thwart any untoward incidents from occurring. The Tolikara-based Injili Church seminar organizing committee has denied having issued any letter that prohibited Muslims in the area from performing Eid al-Fitr prayers. Traffic on Eid D+4 on Tuesday, July 21st at Cisarua Puncak is still dominated by thousands of vehicles from Jakarta, as they are set to head for a final holiday before the season ends. As a result, traffic mounts in roads heading to Puncak since this morning. Previously on Monday, July 20th, police also shut down the toll road for 8 hours. Head of traffic unit of Bogor Police, Commissioner Bramastio Priyaji, on Tuesday said that vehicles have been lighting up Ciawi toll road from Jakarta to Puncak since early this morning. In order to avoid extensive traffic heading to Puncak, Bogor Police applied traffic shutdown, prioritizing traffic from Puncak to Jakarta. As a result, thousands of vehicles can be seen lining down from Bandung toll post to Ciawi gate. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Head of Hotel and Restaurant Association of Yogyakarta, Istijab Danu Nagoro, claimed that hotels in Yogyakarta were fully booked since 8D+1. Istijab said on Monday, July 20th, that until 8D+3, the number of guests rose up to 80% compared to that of usual day. Istijab also said that hotels in Malioboro were the most favored destinations, with the majority of guests from Jakarta. Istijab added that, amid significant rise of guests, the number is a little lesser than of last year. He said that it is mostly because there are more hotels in Yogyakarta, now reaching 80 hotels with 8,000 rooms. Nevertheless, he said, hotels in Yogyakarta also experienced an essential drop in revenue, potentially reaching 40%. It is because the government has banned meetings and conferences in hotels. An Indonesian national was jailed for 30 months on Tuesday, July 21st, for football match-fixing activities at the 20th Southeast Asian Games. Nasiruddin, 52 years old, abetted with two persons, one of whom is a Singaporean, to corruptly give $15,000 to technical director of the Timor-Leste Football Association, Orlando Marquez Henriquez Mendes, as a reward to arrange for the Timor-Leste football team to lose the match against Malaysia. The match, which was played on May 30th, ended in a 1-0 win for Malaysia. In a statement issued on Tuesday, the Corrupt Practices Investigation Bureau said Singapore adopts a zero-tolerance approach toward corruption and match-fixing of any form is not condoned in Singapore. The Bureau added that it will not hesitate to take action against any party involved in match-fixing-related activities, as the Bureau works with the Asian Football Confederation, the Football Association of Singapore, and other agencies to keep the local football scene clean. The last item, Indonesian Consulate General KJRI in Hong Kong will begin booking system for every Indonesian who will make passport on working hours from Monday to Wednesday on July 22, 2015. Indonesian Consulate in Hong Kong, Halif Akbar Chandra Diningrat, escorted by Antara News in Beijing, Tuesday, July 21, 2015, said that booking system application has been done since Sunday, May 31, 2015. Akbar added that the book system is aimed to simplify the people to process their passport on the Indonesian Consulate General in Hong Kong. It was said that every week, Indonesian Consulate General served 110 applicants. He added that all Indonesian citizens who want to make a passport have to book a place and time to process the passport. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President urged to form independent team to probe Tolikara incident. Police investigates 29 people in connection with Tolikara incident. Traffic congestion in Jakarta Puncak Road. That was the news.
village funds expected to prevent urbanization. The backflow of people celebrating Eid holiday in their hometowns this year is predicted to reach its peak on July 24th and 25th. It's because all activities, ranging from schools to offices, will be back to normal on Monday, July 27th, 2015. As usual, among those joining the backflow, there will be some newcomers. They are expected to add to the crowded big cities, one of which is Jakarta. As for the capital city, as revealed by Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama, this year it will be flocked by 70,000 newcomers from various regions in the post-Lebaran 2015. From year to year, the arrival could not be prevented. In the reign of the previous governors, to prevent the arrival of newcomers after Lebaran, an operation called Yustiti Operation was held. In such operations, those who do not have Jakarta identity cards will be immediately sent back to their respective regions. Not so in the present era. Jakarta Governor today, Basuki Cahayapurnama or Ahok, does not prohibit newcomers because it is the right of every citizen. However, it is a dilemma. The arrival of the newcomers or urbanization to Jakarta to get a better life is the right of every person, which of course should not be limited. On the other hand, their presence has exacerbated many social problems in the capital. The newcomers who speculate in Jakarta generally have low education and skills. In other words, they are actually not desired by the labor market in the capital, which is more supported by the industry and services sectors. Since they were not accepted by the labor market, then their presence will be very likely to cause social problems such as rising unemployment, crime, and slums. A solution which is highly expected to prevent urbanization is the implementation of Law No. 6 of 2014 on the village, supported by the Government Regulation No. 22 of 2015 on the village fund. The government wants to reduce the number of urbanization to big cities by providing the budget for the village. Under the law, special funds are allocated for the villages in order to establish their potential for the welfare of the villagers. The total budget of the village fund nationally for the 2015 fiscal year amounting to 20.7 trillion rupiahs. With this amount, each village will at least receive a fund amounting to 254 million rupiahs. With still so many villagers who go to the city to seek a better life, it shows that the village fund program has not worked optimally as expected. Hopefully, in the next 4 to 5 years, the village fund will be really well managed and targeted. So many villagers in Indonesia will develop. A developed village will provide many jobs for the people. Thus, they do not need to move to the cities. Well, listener, that was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History. A regular segment bringing back people and events from this date in the past, as recorded in history. First event is from 1969, man takes first steps on the moon. American Neil Armstrong has become the first man to walk on the moon. The astronaut stepped onto the moon's surface in the Sea of Tranquility at 0256 GMT, nearly 20 minutes after first opening the hatch on the Eagle landing craft. Armstrong had earlier reported the lunar module safe landing at 2017 GMT with the words, "Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed." As he put his left foot down first, Armstrong declared, "That's one small step for the man, one giant leap for mankind." The moon landing marked the pinnacle of the space race, and American investment in the space program declined accordingly. A further 10 astronauts traveled to the moon in another 6 missions, with the final manned lunar landing, Apollo 17. Completed in December 1972. Next is from 1954, peace deal ends Indo-China War. The major world powers reach an agreement on the terms for a ceasefire in Indochina, ending nearly 8 years of war. The war began in 1946 between nationalist forces of the Communist Viet Minh under the leader Ho Chi Minh and France, the occupying colonial power. But there is no lasting agreement on peace in Korea. The main subject of the talks in Geneva, Switzerland between France, Britain, the USA, USSR, China and countries of Indochina. President Dwight D. Eisenhower said in a statement from Washington, the agreement contained elements which he did not like, such as the division of Vietnam between North and South, and a great deal depended on how they work in practice. The conference was the first international meeting at which the Communist government of China took part. The Viet Minh was formed in 1941 as a nationalist party whose main aim was to free Vietnam from French control. Its communist leader, Ho Chi Minh, declared Vietnamese independence on September 2, 1945. In March 1946, French recognized the Vietnam Republic that controlled Tonkin and a part of Annam, north of the 16th parallel in March 1946, but fighting broke out after disputes about the control over the rest of Annam and Cochin China. The war began as a battle for independence from French imperialism, but France gradually conceded more power to indigenous nationalists and found itself supporting them against the armies funded and backed by the Communist China. South Vietnam's Prime Minister Ngo Dinh Diem refused to hold talks with the Viet Minh on elections to unify the country. China, the Soviet Union and the Viet Minh gave material and moral support to the Viet Cong, communist rebels in the US-backed South Vietnam. The United States, which had opposed the division of Vietnam at Geneva talks, intervened in the middle 1960s to defend the 17th parallel, resulting in the long and bloody Vietnam War, which finally ended in 1975. The communists then took over Vietnam in 1975, and in 1976, the two parts of Vietnam were united and Saigon was renamed Ho Chi Minh City. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's theme is the government focuses on backflow process security. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. The government will focus more on the security of the backflow process after Idul Fitri this year. Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan in Jakarta said safety and airworthiness of modes of freight transport by land, sea and air will be ensured to reduce the number of accidents. According to Jonan, in the light of the last year, higher accident rate happened in the first flow, which is about 55%. So the government will still focuses on checking the eligibility of land transport, especially in the A-class terminal scattered in 13 provinces. Jonan said, although the number of accidents during the homecoming this year decreased compared to last year, he did not want what happened last year to recur again in the reverse flow. Security checks on bus roadworthiness has been tightened since Sunday, July 19th, so no more accidents like that happened to Rukun Sayur bus last week, which took 12 lives, recur again. Referring to data from the Ministry of Transportation, in 2014, the number of traffic accidents in the 7 days before Lebaran until the second day of Eid went down by 4.41%. Jonan explained, the decrease in the number of accidents cannot be separated from the early and regular security management system. Other factors are adherence to the traffic signs and increased police security. According to Jonan, it cannot be separated from security that began 15 days before Lebaran. The road visibility is also rated better than last year. The existence of the new Cikopo Palimanan or Cipalito road also contributes to break the bottleneck, although he acknowledged that there are many facilities that need to be completed. Jonan believes that the number of travelers using land transport will rise in the reverse flow this year. This is partly influenced by the volcanic activity, especially Mount Raung in East Java, which is fluctuating. The eruption of the volcano had made a number of airports closed and some flights were cancelled. Jonan reiterated, the government has ensured increased coordination with the police to anticipate them. That was Focus Today.
Welcome to News in Brief. Papua People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, member Melvin Komber has urged President Joko Widodo to form an independent team to solve a sectarian incident occurring in the morning of Idul Fitri in Karubaga, Tolikara District, Papua. The Tolikara Resort Police Station has investigated 29 people related to the incident that occurred in Karubaga, Tolikara Regency, Papua. Chief Directorate General of Criminal Investigation of Papua Police Command, Senior Commissioner Dwi Rianto, stated. The incident in Karubaga, the capital of Tolikara District, Papua Province, was not triggered by different tribes, races, religions, and groups, according to Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo. Traffic on ED Plus 4 on Tuesday, July 21st at Cisarua Puncak is still dominated by thousands of vehicles from Jakarta, as they are set to hit for a final holiday before the season ends. As a result, traffic mounts in routes heading to Puncak since this morning. Head of Hotel and Restaurant Association of Yogyakarta, Istijab Danunagoro, claimed that hotels in Yogyakarta were fully booked since 8D plus 1. Istijab said, until 8D plus 3, the number of guests rose up to 80% compared to that of usual day. An Indonesian national was jailed for 30 months on Tuesday for football match fixing activities of the 28th Southeast Asian Games. Indonesian Consulate General KJRI in Hong Kong will begin booking system for every Indonesian who will make passport on working hours from Monday to Wednesday on July 22, 2015. There was news in brief.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, as well as art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to a religious trip to South Sulawesi. So stay tuned. Listener, trace of spreading of Islam in South Sulawesi can be found until now. It stands in the Katanga village, Somba Opu sub-districts, Goa Regency. The historical thing called Al-Hilal Katanga Mosque, but the people more familiar with the name of the Katanga Mosque because it is located in the Katanga village. In addition, this mosque is made of Katanga, an ancient tree species that growing at surrounding the mosque. However, the endemic wood tree is considered a privilege by Makassar people, which is now rarely to be found. Katanga Mosque, built on an area of 610 square meters with 212.7 square meters of building construction. The mosque faces to the east and has a front page. The mosque building has foyer and main hall. It has a characteristic construction like having a dome, the roof with two tire joglo, a typical Japanese building. The building also has four poles, which round shape and have a large size in the middle. The mosque has six windows and five doors. Two layers roof means two sentences of creed. Four pole means four companions of the prophet. Six windows means pillars of faith, and five doors means pillar of Islam. Listener, Al-Hilal Katanga Mosque combines various architectural styles ranging from China, Europe, Java to the local communities. The dome is influenced by local and Japanese architecture, cylindrical pole that influenced by European culture, while the pulpit is thickly influenced by Chinese culture. This can be seen on the roof of the pulpit just like a klenteng or temple shape. Around the pulpit, there is still installed ceramics from China that purportedly carried by one of the architects who came from there. There are unique in the pulpit, which is a small calligraphy ornament. The Arabian letter calligraphy uses Makassar language translated into Indonesian as follows. The pulpit was made on Friday, the 2nd of Muharram, 1303 Hijriah. The calligraphy is carved by Karaeng Katanga together with Tumailalang Lolo, and another characteristic of the mosque is on the wall. It was made of thick bricks. Because the mosque was also once used a fortress when the king of Goa fighting against invaders. Dear listener, Katanga Mosque, also known as the Great Mosque of Sheikh Yusuf, which is the oldest mosque in Goa and was built during the reign of the King of Goa 14 or Sultan Alauddin I in 1603. The naming of the mosque was taken from a charismatic Sufi people of South Sulawesi, namely Sheikh Yusuf al-Makassari, who was a relative of the King of Goa. Indonesian government set Sheikh Yusuf as a national hero. While in South Africa, he got a very special place in the heart of the people as a hero of the liberation of the oppressed, and he also was awarded the title of national hero in the country. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topics Al-Hilal Katanga Mosque. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is mudik lebaran or exodus of people going back home on Lebaran Day. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Senin, Senin, in English, Monday. Cuti, cuti, on leave. Keluarga, keluarga, family. Malam, malam, evening. Tahun ini, this year. Mudik atau pulang kampung, mudik atau pulang kampung. In English, going back home to one's hometown. Mobil sendiri, mobil sendiri, private car. Bis, bis, bus. Tiket, tiket, ticket. Mahal, mahal, expensive. Turun dari ferry, turun dari ferry, descend from ferry or get down from the ferry. 5 jam, 5 jam, 5 hours. Orang tua, orang tua, parents. Istri, istri, wife. Lelah, lelah, tired. Menyetir sendiri, menyetir sendiri, drive by oneself. 4 hari, 4 hari, 4 days. Sebelum lebaran, before Lebaran Day. Selamat jalan, goodbye. Selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri, selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri. Happy Idul Fitri Day. Next is a conversation on mudik lebaran or in English, lebaran homecoming. Using those words, as usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Ani at the office. Hari Senin saya sudah mulai cuti lebaran. Hari Senin saya sudah mulai cuti lebaran. In English, I'll be on leave starting Monday. Senin malam saya berangkat ke Lampung bersama keluarga. Senin malam saya berangkat ke Lampung bersama keluarga. In English, Monday evening I'm leaving for Lampung with my family. Tahun ini kamu pulang kampung ke Lampung. Tahun ini kamu pulang kampung ke Lampung. In English, this year you are going home to Lampung. Naik apa ke Lampung? Naik apa ke Lampung? In English, how do you go to Lampung? Mobil sendiri atau bus? Mobil sendiri atau bis? By your own car or by bus? Tahun ini saya naik mobil pribadi ke Lampung. Tahun ini saya naik mobil pribadi ke Lampung. In English, this year, I'm driving my own car or my private car to Lampung. Naik bis tiketnya mahal. Naik bis tiketnya mahal. In English, the ticket for an AC bus is too expensive. Selain itu, setelah turun dari ferry, saya masih harus naik mobil selama 5 jam. Selain itu, setelah turun dari ferry, saya masih harus naik mobil selama 5 jam. Besides, after getting down from the ferry, I still have to continue by car for 5 hours. Setelah itu baru sampai di rumah orang tua istri saya. Setelah itu baru sampai di rumah orang tua istri saya. After that, then I reach the home of my parents-in-law. Pasti kamu lelah. Pasti kamu lelah. You must be very tired. Apakah kamu menyetir sendiri? Apakah kamu menyetir sendiri? Will you be driving by yourself? Ya, saya menyetir sendiri. Ya, saya menyetir sendiri. Yes, I'm driving by myself. Karena masih sekitar 4 hari sebelum Lebaran, sehingga bisa lebih santai. In English, since it is still 4 days before Lebaran, I can be more relaxed. Baiklah, selamat jalan. Baiklah, selamat jalan. Okay then, have a nice journey. Selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri. Selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri. Happy Idul Fitri Day. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present Ruth Sahanaya, a well-known singer in Indonesia. Well listeners, let's listen to a song entitled Andaikan Kau Datang. by Ruth Sahanaya. Happy listening. Listener, Ruth Sahanaya, who was born on September the 1st, 1966, has begun actively in singing professionally since 1987. Her talent in singing has already came up since she was a child by attending various singing competitions and was able to win the competition. Roots music career has lasted for over 2 decades up to this time. Some composers' works have already been sung and produced by Ruth Sahanaya, and she also has achieved various awards as proven her success in the music world. Ruth Sahanaya tends to perform pop music genre during her performance in the music world. As a professional singer, Ruth Sahanaya has also successfully reached the peak of his success in the music world. But before we tell you more detail of Ruth Sahanaya, let's listen to the next song entitled Ingin Kumiliki.
Ingin ku miliki
It is not easy for Ruth Sahanaya, who better known as Ute, to become a professional singer. Hard work is needed to keep practicing and consistent in her music career. Ute released her debut album in 1987, entitled Seputih Kasih, which contains of 10 later songs. On this album, Ute more presented pop genre songs dominantly. The success achieved by Ruth Ute Sahanaya, which drove her to win numerous awards, including an award at the Midnight Sun Song Festival in Finland in 1992. She also received the title Grand Prix winner and be a guest vocalist in concert of Mario Frangoli in Herod Attiku Acropolis, Athens, Greece on October 5-6, 2002, in a duet with Mario for a slow song Naturaleza Muerta. Ute also has a duet with Phil Perry in the East-West collaboration In Peace in Garuda Wisnu Kencana, Jimbaran, Bali in December 2002. Finally, in 2011, Ute performed her concert entitled 25th Anniversary Concert as her silver concert during her career in the Indonesian music industry. Well, listeners, to conclude today's segment of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Ingin Kumiliki and Kaulah Segalanya. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.go.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.